Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio. We have Nick Cunningham from China to West. ChinaToWest.com is his website. You can take a look there. And like I said earlier, this is a very demanding topic to our listeners. They want to know about manufacturing in China and the advantages and disadvantages. And we talked about the culture and what to go to China for and what not to, and kind of exploring there. Now, Nick, we kind of cut you off there at the end. Do you want to just give us a quick summary about what you were saying?
Yeah, sure, Brian. I was saying that the materials that are made in China tend to be, you know, inferior quality. I was using an example of 201, which is a much lower chromium and nickel content than the 201 that you or I know, the stainless steel. And there are many other materials and plastics and metals that are the same thing that the Chinese call the same name as we're used to, but the quality is inferior. But also the price is much better. And that may be fine, depending on what your, you know, application is. And so that is an advantage in that in the U.S., for example, that very low, you know, quality of material, even if you wanted it, you can't get it. And depending, you know, as I say, depending on the application, you may want the cheapest possible material. And so that is another advantage that China has to offer, that you can get hold of the cheapest possible material.
That makes sense.
Have to be very careful that they're not switching it out. When you do need the high-end material, it's very, very common, as Mattel can attest in terms of what happened with their paint, for the Chinese to, if they're not being, you know, carefully monitored, to switch that out. It's a very high temptation because the price can be vastly different. You know, the 201 that I mentioned, is the 201 made in China would be about a third of the price of the 201 that they would have to import, the U.S. standard 201 that they would have to import from places like Taiwan, Korea, Japan, or even the U.S.
Okay.
And so you have to be careful about that.
Well, that's very interesting. You know what it is, though, Nick? A lot of inventors are brand new to the process, and they brought it up to a certain point, and they're looking for manufacturers. All this probably sounds foreign to a lot of people out there, no pun intended, but the most important thing is to do your research. And when you're working with an engineer, they'll kind of identify the different materials, and then obviously doing the right research and due diligence on the factories, making sure that they are using the proper materials, which you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are, because that's what you're asking for, and you're identifying it in the orders and things like that you give them. But the most important thing, like we say all the time on Got Invention Radio, is do your research at every level. So we appreciate that input, Nick, and we're counting on somebody like you to help us when we're engineering a product with somebody like you to identify those materials, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it is. It's critical that if you don't have your own team or staff member with experience actually based in China full-time, or if you aren't there full-time, then you have to employ, you know, somebody to do the job for you that is experienced, knows exactly what they're doing in terms of how to deal with the factory contractually, professionally, etc. And there are China to West is one of the companies. We're not the only one, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that sounds super. All right, so Nick, here I am. I'm an inventor, and I don't know. I'm at this point now, let's say, where I have this product and I want to consider manufacturing. What point in my invention process do I really need to start considering a manufacturer?
You need to get to a point where you have drawings, and ideally 3D drawings. I'm sure maybe most of the listeners know about ProEngineer or SolidWorks. That needs to be done by an industrial design company. So your idea needs to have been developed from in your head, probably through a conceptual stage of sketches, and then turned into some 3D drawings, a part that can actually be manufactured, that is hopefully manufacturable.
Okay.
And a very good industrial design companies will do that. They will give you parts that can not only, you know, that we can look at, and see where the structure is, the internal structure, for example, and realize that that actually can be manufactured. We get a lot of designs from, let's say, lower-end industrial designers that can't actually be manufactured, and that's a bit of a challenge. So we need that. Well, we don't need that, but a manufacturer needs that. We need the, so 3D drawings. We need a tech spec with all the materials requirement, and we need a bill of materials. Ideally, a prototype. That's always, you know, a physical prototype is always useful as well.
Okay, so Nick, I want to kind of back up here. I'd like to just walk through the process with the inventor so they understand. So, all right. So we're going to bring it to a point now. You do engineering services. Do a lot of manufacturers end up doing the engineering for the inventor or product design?
No, they don't. And those that say they do will probably...
They'll outsource it. Right?
Sorry, say again?
They would probably outsource it.
They would probably outsource it, or they may not, which would be more worrying to me. They would probably try, knowing as I do how a Chinese manufacturer works, they would probably... The likelihood is you've not contacted a tier one supplier.
Okay.
Let's make a distinction here between a tier one supplier is the kind of people that, the kind of factory that make the branded products that you will see if you go to, you know, any shop. They'll make your iPads and that's a company called Foxconn, which is a very high end, a tier one electronic supplier. And there are tier ones all over everything from plastic products, you know, toy products to gift cards. There's tier ones.
Okay.
The tier ones will only look at you if you have very, very high volume, or are coming from a $50-100 million company. Then you can get in the door. Or you have a company like China West who can potentially get in the door. But again, you need high volume to do that.
All right, we're going to talk about how to find a manufacturer, which is a very, very good topic for us in a moment. So I just want to share something, Nick, because I like to kind of tell the inventors from an inventor's point of view, from just kind of being there through it. I had simple products. I was going to industrial engineers. I was paying, I think it's all relative, but I was paying a lot of money. It was taking a long time to get products. And then I found somebody that was a product designer that basically was freelancing and just kind of just went through and put it in a 2D drawing for me. And I took that 2D drawing. I gave it to a manufacturer, sometimes in the U.S. here or sometimes in China for the potential partner or factory that I was going to be working with. And I had them make a prototype for me. During that time, we identified materials, which I'm kind of going through right now, up to the point of where we are in our interview here. I figured out the materials and we made some, and then we're going to start talking about tooling and that type of thing and that. But the difference between engineering and product designing and electrical engineering and things like that, you need to identify what type of engineer you need. Is that right? Or if you don't even need an engineer, if it's something so simple and somebody that can just make a 2D drawing for you is good enough to start the manufacturing process, right?
Sure, absolutely. If it's simple, then, yeah, just a 2D drawing is good enough. But you would be, you know, most people have something a little bit more complicated, and for that you require a product designer. Yeah, to put it together into 3D CAD with tech specs, bill of materials, etc., and then you can approach the manufacturer with that. Just going back on what I said, unless you're dealing with a tier one supplier, do not try and get them to assist with the product design. Is the point I was trying to make.
Okay.
And most of your listeners probably won't be dealing with tier one initially. So you best to find a product design company in the U.S. or in China, or for example, China to West. We also do product design, so. That's the best way to go ahead.
Okay. Well, that makes total sense. So China2West.com is Nick's website. The phone number to call in and ask questions about manufacturing in China to Nick, directly online right now. You just call in and ask Nick live. 888-327-0061. The email to email me and I'll read your question to Nick is brian@gotinvention.com. There are some emails coming in. Please stand by during the rest of the interview here. We're going to be answering those questions. They're great questions, and I definitely put them down for you to ask Nick later on in the show. So, Nick, we're going to talk more about, in the next segment coming up, we're going to talk about how you find a manufacturer, how do you know the difference between a broker, distributor, and a factory. I always kind of get those. I pay attention to that now. I also want to know, before I start talking to a manufacturer, how do I protect myself? I want to learn about tooling and minimum pricings and FOBs and MOQs and all kinds of things like that. So we're going to get to that in the next segment, if that's okay, Nick.
Sure.
Absolutely. Excellent. So I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsors for tonight. We have China to West. Actually, that's your company. You're a new sponsor. Thank you very much for joining our sponsorship. We have United Inventors Association, which I believe you're also a member of, right, Nick?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. United Inventors
Association. We've got a very good relationship with the UIA.
Excellent. UIA is uiausa.org. We have the Invention Contest, ICKC, and we have Spread the News PR. If you have a product that's out there already and you want to get the word out, spreadthenewspr.com, quickpatents.com, and, of course, Inventors Digest. If you haven't already subscribed to the print magazine, go on the front of Got Invention, click on Inventors Digest, subscribe, and get 33% off the cover price. We will be back with Nick Cunningham from China to West on Got Invention Radio in a moment. Segment 3 coming up.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now,